Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Whenever we talk with someone at these great events, I like to do a little lightning round. You've hit a few, but just your impressions. Nancy Pelosi.
I think there's a priest in the front row. We need an exorcism. That may be too much for you, Father. I don't know. I don't know if I'd subject you to that. But
all right. There was a priest. There were probably doctors there in some row. And there was Linda Kearns last night that we did follow through and give a shout-out to. She's with us here. I don't see her here, Dan. You're bringing her up. She's at an undisclosed location, I guess, right?
She's hidden behind the scenes.
Yeah,
she's with
exactly.
Us.
And she wrote me just a really nice email today. It's about the work, and it's about every time that we have her on, talking about that. More people sign up. They're inspired to do that, to get us over the finish line, and also to restore confidence. And meanwhile, as the other side destroys confidence by one anic after another out of Montgomery County, more drop boxes, more satellite offices. That Montgomery County commissioner guy, God, the nerve of him. But Linda joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Linda, welcome back.
Dom, I got to tell you, you are in trouble with me. You're on my bad list.
Oh, why is that?
Because last night you were on stage for, an hour and 15 minutes? How long was that? With the president's son.
Right.
You had 500 captive people, and not once did you tell everyone to sign up for protectthevote.com. I appreciated the shout-out, but it's not about Linda Kearns. It is about protectthevote.com. So afterwards, I had to run around to all those people and say, please sign up, please sign up. So, Dom, you're on my list now. I got to tell you.
All right. We'll take that under advice. I'm glad, though, we made him aware of that and backstage told him about it, too, Linda. He's aware of Presler, trying to get you in that mix, too, because every time you do this, we do get more people that are doing it for two reasons. One, to ensure the integrity of the vote, and two, to feel that they did their part in this. What's the latest on any front now? In your view, you have a big argument coming up, right? I know you've been prepping for it.
Wait, so are you talking about the ongoing litigation over on the western side of the state, all the ballot? The mail ballot cases?
Yeah.
They're condensed. We actually have a firm doing that. So,
okay.
And they're absolutely fabulous, Jones Day. So they're absolutely fabulous and they're handling that. So, I want the voters to be really confident about how many lawyers we have working on this. I know a lot of times people don't like lawyers, but I think in this instance, you want lawyers working on this. And, you know, President Trump just coming out with that no tax on overtime. I mean, that's really going to help the people who need it most. The police officers, the people who get overtime, who need it to meet the bills. So, President Trump is really helping our effort by just coming up with just these great policies.
Wait a minute, too. You're exactly right. There are just like tips was the other one. This gets into professions where overtime is almost mandatory. You've said cops. That's definitely one. Whenever there's a situation, they are forced to work 12-hour shifts, stuff like that. And Larry Krasner, Philadelphia, it's overtime all the time. That could be substantial for cops and other people that somewhat have almost mandatory. You have a job where you got to do it.
Right. And with the Biden-Harris policies, people are just absolutely, absolutely suffering. So President Trump is doing everything to help people with his proposed policies.
So, Linda, for the big day when it comes now, do you have a sense of the number of volunteers, of people at least on paper, Protect the Vote, are going to show up and are going to be part of this?
Well, I'm on track to have poll watchers in all 1,703 polling places in Philadelphia, but I need more signups. I need people to sign up at protectthevote.com. I have, and if you're a lawyer, if you sign up on that website, there's a way to check that you're a lawyer. So that goes right into my database and we contact you immediately. And Dom, these appearances on your show, like I just had someone call me, one of your listeners, and he, about a half hour ago, I guess he looked me up and he called me because he was all concerned because his son unfortunately died 12 years ago. And he said, I keep receiving voter registration applications for him. And this is a question that I get a lot. And what I explained to him, and I want to explain to your listeners, is that under Pennsylvania law, any organization can send out a voter registration application. They can, or a mail ballot application. They can basically make it up as long as it conforms to the requirements in the statute. So that means like the pro-abortion people, the anti-abortion people, the Democrats, the Republicans, anyone, a candidate, anyone can send out these applications. So you tend to get a lot of them in the mail. And unfortunately, some of these groups are using old lists. So just because you get one of those applications does not mean that person is still on the voter roll or they're going to get a ballot. So once I talked to your listener, I think he felt a lot better about it. And that's what this effort is all about. We want to educate everyone because sometimes, you know, these stories circulate on the internet and you just want to understand that, no, sometimes they're not totally accurate and there are people watching this.
Yeah. And Linda, let's talk about this. You know, one of my ongoing things that I talk about, even when you're not on, I don't understand. This is not 2020. Some of these, this slice of listeners that are depressed, the sky is falling. In other words, we can never win buying into that. Why even try? It is so much better than the last time. We're aware of the major shenanigans. We have Sean Parnell heading up the mail-in ballot thing. We're aware of protectthevote.com. Presler out there, the registration things are all looking good. And from where I sit, despite Harris doing a little bit better of rousing people, say in Philadelphia, it doesn't seem to be enormous on their side of more people registering to vote. So don't get into this defeatism. The way out of it is to do something. One thing, tell other people, remind them how important this is, or sign up to protect the vote. I'm glad that you've asked me to do some Zoom calls with people that are going to be the workers to have them fired up to go out there on election day as if it is the biggest game of our life. So there's no reason for that. Do you have a sense of why that might be the case?
Well, Tom, frankly, I don't want to hear from those people. Look, I live in Philadelphia. I vote in every election, and let's face it, there's not a lot of Republicans on that ballot and off your elections. But I show up and vote. Why? Because I'm an American, I'm a citizen, I'm a patriot, and people died for that, and I want my voice heard. So you just can't say that your vote's not going to count, because the only way your vote's not going to count is if you do not cast it. That's the end of the story. And if you want to help President Trump get elected, you can go to protectthevote.com. You can make sure that you request your mail ballot and return it ahead of time. They should start going out next week. And the reason that helps President Trump is, well, number one, President Trump gets your vote. But number two, then you free up resources so that we as a campaign don't have to call you and text you. And so that there's more resources available to call or text what we call, you know, the voters who, you know, might not be that excited about it to get them out. So it is so important. So the people who say that, I think that they should just remember that people died for that right to vote, and to say that they're just not going to do it, that's just not a very patriotic thing to say.
All right, Dan is giving me the script every day I should wake up. Linda Kern says protectthevote.com. All right.
We have protectthevote.com. We have TrumpForce47.com, which is how you can, and you can sign up for both. That's our political arm. That's how you can help get out the vote. And then if you're wondering about your mail ballot, you can go to swampthevote.com. USA.com, which kind of walks you through it, how to request your mail ballot. So we're giving you all the tools necessary. And I want to thank you for that awesome event last night. And I want an invitation to Don Jr.'s farm, where he said that you can, you know, practice your shooting. So I'll just wait. Hopefully you can arrange that in the next
shot,
few days.
Linda Kearns, you're a pretty good shot.
Okay, I'll have to say this on the radio. But the last time I went to the shooting range, like all the people came around and they're like, "Well, how much experience do you have?" I said, "Well, really, not really much." But I was getting right on the bullseye. So I impressed everyone at the gun range.
Very nice. Well, we always want to hear that.
I have many, many talents, and just wait till I make the 12-3 shot. Wait till I make the 12-3 radio shot great again when I take over. I mean, there's just so much to look forward to.
Linda, wow, but, my God, can't stop.
So you're on her bad list. This is what happens, Domino.
We turn them loose. Right? Protectthevote.com. Thank you, Linda, very much.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Dan, we have the guy. Henry says allegedly. We'll see. You know, we'll break this guy down. John in Bluebell claims he could throw the football 65 yards. All right, John, describe yourself. I'll know if it's you or not.
Well, I was wearing a golf shirt. A little bit taller than you. I was impressed. I thought you weren't going to be as tall as me, but you were.
That's very nice of you. Yeah, that's true, Dan. I remember that. Guy was slightly taller. I tried to stand up even taller. I got tired of it.
So, John, I was not on hand for this conversation, but was this said in a veiled threat of you want to have a match-off against Dom in a throwing contest or something?
Oh, it wouldn't be fair.
Wow.
Wow, look at this.
I'm confident. I'm very confident. My son is 14 tomorrow. He can throw it 50 yards now. We go to a football field. We live near a football field.
Oh, my God.
And I can still throw it 55. So,
were you a former quarterback?
Like,
why do you got such a good arm?
I was a quarterback in high school, but I was a javelin thrower.
There you go.
And actually, I was a track guy. I was a high jumper. I went to LaSalle University and did the decathlon and everything. So I was able to still throw the javelin in college. And I got up to about 198. I said 200, but I threw it.
John, I saw you. You look pretty good. I can't see 55 yards, though. Boy, that's still on the outer level. I can see 50, Dan, maybe.
No, I'm telling you, 55. and if I push it, if I throw it with a little arc, you know, I'm throwing a bullet.
Oh, my God. Well, John, that's not my area that I compete against people. But I would like to see who could throw the farthest among listeners at some point. Do you play basketball?
I do, but not much anymore because my knees kill me after I play.
Oh, well, Dan, sign him up to play me one-on-one.
Let's just do like an Olympics between you and this guy. Yeah.
I played on the practice team during the Lionel Simmons era. So.
Well, that's pretty good. I got cut during the number two in the country era. I don't know if that counts as more. They thought I shot too much. They had better. Come on, you never
ball,
can shoot
you're
too
a ball
much.
Hog.
Well, no, I'm not a ball hog. I'm releasing it. I'm going to fire away as soon as I get it. Well, John,
myself too, but I won the dunk contest.
All right, so we got a dunk contest brewing. We
well, you know,
I can't come close now. My knees are killing me.
Yeah, well, you know what though? There's got to be some way we can get this football throw / other listener things in. Well, I'll take it under advisement, though, John. But it was great to meet you last night. And I'm glad you came up and told me that.
Pleasure to meet you. And actually, I spoke with Linda Kern. She's a pleasure as well. I did go to her site last night, so
good.
I worked the polls out where I am the last two elections. So I think I might try to be a poll watcher instead of actually sitting at the polls for 15 hours.
Good, John. Please do that. And let us know. Thank you, though, John. Keep listening. We'll come up with something.
It.
Thank you, John. I can see this guy throwing 50, though. He looked the part. He looked like he could.
Yeah,
yeah, I can see that.
So you're not going to do
the challenge? Notice
the
back away on basketball all the time. That's the one thing I'm not giving up on yet. I can see Henry might be somebody based upon that.
I'm the best shooter this side of the Schuylkill.
Well, I don't know which side.
All right, I think we have something.
I don't know which side we're on right now, but I'm the best shooter on that side.
So, Dom, you said with the free throws, you can make how many in a row? Was that you that said something like that?
Well, or? I did make 32 in a row once.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think you
I put it on Facebook, and a guy writes, why were Dom's sons fouling him that much? Who was just standing there shooting?
I mean, I kill all my friends in the game of 21 where, you know, if you make a shot, you get to shoot two free throws.
Right.
I just rack them up at the line.
All right.
I rack them up at the line. The game's over. 21-0-0.
All right. That may be Mulligan's on the horizon here or some other venue.
You
we
probably
gotta
have the best
else.
Shot of anybody that used to rock a mullet. I'll give you that.
Okay. There you go.
Easy.
Used to. Yes.
Well, it's growing back a little bit.
All right. Yeah, I got to get a haircut.
Okay. So if you were there last night, we have some more sound. We'll play you. Don Jr. coming up talking about Secret Service. He vouched for them. Then he talked about what was it like this guy shooting his father and missing from that distance. I need to hear what he said. And I can tell you he wants more done on it. I'll play you Dick Blumenthal, who says they are trying to do that, of all people. But first, even before Joe of Exton, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
All the money gone.
That is right. And Dan, I think we're playing for the hit of last night, Letters to Trump. I never got a book until last night, and Don Jr.
Oh, really?
Was gracious to autograph it for me in a special way that I have at home now. And the size of the book, I didn't realize it was more than you need a big coffee table for this. And it's hilarious. Some of the people in there, we read Alec Baldwin last night, thanking Trump for comping him and how generous Trump was. It's Alec Baldwin. What a fraud. That's why Trump put these letters together. All right, we're playing for that. Dan, what's your backstory today?
Yeah, Dom, I thought maybe Friday the 13th, we're talking superstitions. Why not talk a horror movie today? And I thought I'd play a theme that's played throughout the movie, and I'm going to put it out there. This movie is not known as one of those all-time greats like Halloween or Friday the 13th, but it really should be, because I was talking to Henry.
I consider us friends.
Yes.
And he agrees that this is a really underrated movie, but a cult classic. And Dom, I'm going to give a huge clue. This film is so well known in the horror community that it actually it's almost a direct inspiration for the premiere episode of The Walking Dead. So, Dom, I'm going to play back the theme of this movie. We want to know the name of the movie that this theme comes from. Take a listen. Gotta think this movie, very similar to The Walking Dead. Fantastic movie. Maybe my all-time favorite horror movie. We're looking for the name of the film that this theme comes from, Dom, for that great Letters to Trump book.
All right, that's what we're playing for. Jump in at 855-839-1210. Get in right now.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, it is Dom time. We are looking for the name of the movie for this theme song. Here's the clue. Okay, let's go to Steven Langhorne.
There's two answers we'll accept here, by the way, Dom.
Two answers. Yes. Steven Langhorne. Hey, Steve, what's the name of the film?
Rocky Horror Picture Show?
No, it's not.
No, that's a pretty big one. Mike in Philly. Mike, what's the name of the film?
Is it 28 Days Later?
Yes, it is. All right, that's one of the answers we'd accept. What's the other one, Dan?
28 Weeks Later, the follow-up film. 28 Days Later. One of the early roles of Cillian Murphy, Dom, who later played... you can fill that in, Henry. Oppenheimer. Sorry, I kind of
took it. He's J. Robert Oppenheimer in Oppenheimer. And he was also the Scarecrow in the Dark Knight trilogy. He's in Inception. Trying to think what else. He's in Peaky Blinders.
And the point
is that... Thomas Shelby in Peaky Blinders, if anyone knows that show.
Not many times you have a horror movie with not many big names produce such a big name like Cillian Murphy. And why is that? Because the guy's a fantastic actor. The film, fantastic acting, tension throughout as he tried to figure out what the heck is going on as this guy wakes up in the hospital and traverses his, you know, home. And it's fantastic movie and very similar to what Rick suffers through in that first episode of The Walking Dead. So, great job. Congratulations.
It should be noted, too, that 28 years later is in the works right now.
Oh, that's
all righty. All right, congratulations, Mike. We're have to decide the shipping of the book, I think. My God, the cost of that alone. It's huge. All right, the letters to Trump is quite a hoot. You will be amazed what's in there if you missed last night. Okay. Don Trump Jr. last night, this will be cut 14. We got into early on, I think, talking about the shooting of his dad, the emotional toll on the family, etc., how they didn't even bring up any of this in the debate. And then we started talking about the shooter. He talked, first of all, Secret Service protection he has, great guys, unbelievable. But he likened the shooter being able to do this and missing how easy of a shot this was to something else. Here's what he said.
I mean, it was a gross problem as it relates to the Secret Service. No one gets within 130 yards. You know, my father's not a shooter. I was explaining it to him. I'm like, that's like missing a 6-inch putt. No. That's what, honestly, whatever faith I had, whatever faith my father had or our family, and probably a lot of Americans, whatever it was, people were like, someone was looking out for him. Like, I
absolutely.
I've been to, let's call it, a billion rallies.
Well, the Trumps have to say a billion,
yeah,
of course.
About a billion.
Yeah.
Give or take. I've literally never even seen my father, point to a chart or a graph. Like, I've never seen it happen. And right. it happened to be an immigration graph, ironically. But, to turn
beautiful
your head
immigration,
at that
beautiful
moment,
immigration graph.
But again,
yes.
to the failures, they knew about a shooter with a range, potential shooter with a range finder. You don't bring a range finder to an event, right? Like, unless the CRA right. come out. Like, this is common sense stuff. You don't have to be, law enforcement to understand this.
All right. Now, here is Dick Blumenthal, Danang Dick, the progressive senator from Connecticut. He's upset. Because the Secret Service types, it's even hard to remember when this happens because of how the glacial pace of this. Here's what Blumenthal said, I believe it yesterday, about what they're going to try to do. Democrat Senator Blumenthal, and the American people will be shocked. You're not. I'm not, though. Of the delay by the Secret Service and other bureaucrats. Here's Blumenthal.
I think the American people are going to be shocked, astonished, and appalled by what we will report to them about the failures by the Secret Service in this assassination attempt on the former president. But I think they also ought to be appalled and astonished by the failure of the Department of Homeland Security to be more forthcoming, to be as candid and frank as it should be to them in terms of providing information. And we are going to absolutely insist on the truth and the whole truth in documents and testimony as members of the United States Senate, but also as citizens.
What did you learn new today when you said they're going to be appalled? What specifically?
I'm not going to go into what we have learned in specifics. I'm giving you my reaction. And we will have a report very, very soon that I think will absolutely shock the American people, or should, about the lapses and lags in the protection that was afforded that day and the breakdown in communication, failure in responsibility.
Is that report coming today or tomorrow?
I'm sorry?
Is that report coming out tonight or tomorrow?
No.
All right. I take Blumenthal on this one at his word here so far. The problem is the farther we get away from this, the harder it is to get people's attention on it. No mention during the debate, none of that at all. So what he's saying here, it's two things. One, how bad they were that day. Does that call into question that they were intentionally bad? Something was up. And two, how brutal it is. I mean, look. These people should not be able to lawyer up on this. Well, doesn't everybody have rights? You want to be in the Secret Service. You want to be in this situation. There's no way when we're trying to get to the bottom of this that you can run out the clock and lawyer up. And I want this before we get much into October, certainly, so that the American people are reminded of this and they'll try to answer the question in their own mind, is Trump that big of a threat? That there was intentionality and not having a lot of security here. Now, if they actually say, well, we see no way this guy could have gotten there without some kind of help or whatever, that'll be amazing to actually see. And Blumenthal, at least, is not covering this up. He's at least telling us how disturbing this is that they're, at this point, dragging their feet and not answering. Put them in jail, every single one of them. They should have no right. You want to sign up for the Secret Service? This is part of the job. That we have to get to the bottom of this, up and down the line. It's not about firing them. It's about answering the question, how did this happen? How was it allowed to happen? That's what people need to know. And we have to bring prominence back to this. I think it was Don Trump, or Trump the other day said it in the debate. Yeah, maybe by making me out to be Hitler, that's one of the reasons you get shot at. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's go to Mike in Hamilton. Mike, you're on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Mike, you differ with me. Go ahead.
Well, I don't believe Blumenthal a little bit. He's a part of the swamp. He's a known liar. And I think what they're doing here is they're going to blame the agencies as a whole, not any people. Some people will resign. They'll keep their pensions. They'll never fire anybody. And they'll never look into what really happened
and why
the body was cremated.
Okay, why would he say anything at all? Why not just continue doing what they're doing, though? Why tell us about the foot dragging, et cetera? Why not just, we can't say anything about it if you're right, and we're moving forward?
It's part of the cover-up.
All right, Mike, we'll see. Look, I'm going to grant with this. The problem is the foot dragging, the way the institution and bureaucrats do that. Okay? I know Blumenthal as much as anybody. So if you believe in the end, what they're going to say is, what, nothing happened here, we need to do that? If that happens, then we'll say it. All right, phone lines are 855-839. My point is, this guy, even on record saying this, you don't get more extreme on the other side than Blumenthal. Does that give you a sense that because these people are refusing to talk to Congress, you're going to see more in this report than we've seen up till now? All right, we'll see. Problem is, the longer this goes on, and then we have the House report, they're dragging their feet. This has to be up with a month or so left before the election to have a shot at it. All right, phone lines over 855-839-1210. How are your cholesterol levels? Managing healthy cholesterol is key to a strong heart and overall wellness. For over 38 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those cholesterol goals. I've counted on Rescue for years, and with good reason. It works. Their range of supplements is designed to meet your specific needs, from omega-3s to red yeast rice and more. Take charge of your heart health today. Use the code DROP at checkout to double your order on any cholesterol product for free. Call them today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online when you visit res-q.com. res-q.com. Remember to use that code and use the code DROP, D-R-O-P. You buy one, you get one free on Rescue Cholesterol products. Double up your cholesterol support today. Just use the code DROP, D-R-O-P, at res-q.com. All right, I'm Giordano's show. One little update. Looking at reports that ABC News may be suffering loss of ad revenue based upon the debate. Appears to be some of that's going on. We'll try to lock that down, but the Lindsay Davis, the colleague of David Muir, who was the biggest offender, gave an interview with the LA Times, and they went in chapter and verse talking about they weren't going to let Trump do what he did in the Biden debate, or they weren't going to act like the CNN people did, and they were going to pounce immediately. Again, would it have taken any brains on the part of ABC, these two, to at least jump in when Harris brought up Charlottesville? They weren't even going to do that. That's how far this went. That's how arrogant it is and how blatant. But it makes my case that it's very doable, particularly for a Trump, based on last debates he's done before, to take on the media. I don't know why he didn't do it that night. You could say 3-1. He's done it before. That's part of the deal. Look, the deal is this. If he didn't do the debate with Harris on ABC, she was going to continue to coast, which she's doing now. Do you want that? Are you confident you're going to get over the finish line without exposing to the American people exactly what she's about? I wouldn't take that bet. The upside, the polling indicates so far, no massive surge for Harris, and independents or undecided, even better, in these swing states, not getting enough from her on the economy, etc. So this is a setback, the debate, but not fatal, would be my judgment. Why do another one then? Again, you're making this like it's impossible to do the debate. A lot of people did see how biased this was. Can I guarantee that the next team, if it's CBS, for example, I would guarantee they're not going to be as blatant. It's not going to be like what ABC did. And Trump has the wherewithal to counter this. The upside is Harris will not do as well as the last time. It will be more difficult. And that debate will take away any residue from the previous debate. If you want to play scared and say you can't beat him at this, we're just going to have to figure out we're going to get across the finish line in some other way, do that. I would advise against it. It is definitely doable. And Trump can in real time make that point. I came back. He can even reference the ABC. I hope tonight to get a fair shake. He can say things like that. He does all the time. If they want to overrule that, he can keep on saying them. And do a town hall in Springfield, Ohio, or in the town in Pennsylvania we had the guys on today. And get to the bottom of this. Use that as an example of what's going on with illegal immigration. Those are a couple recommendations that are very doable. And dump this Lohmer character. My God, what a self-destructive person, to put it mildly. All right, let's go to the one and only star last night, Joe of Exton. Hey, Joe, welcome in, and thanks for joining us last night.
Yes, hello, Dom. And good afternoon. Last evening, I had the distinct pleasure of meeting you, Roe, Dan, and Jim.
Well, thank you, Joe. It was
how was it, Joe? I mean, was it good for you? I guess you said you had the pleasure.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's implied, huh?
Yes. And for the side question, my idea of superstition is in Trump's manner of dressing. He wears a red tie, white shirt, and blue suit. Red, white, and blue. Colors of the American flag.
Very nice. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, Dan, it was one of the more remarkable, and you had a large hand in this, of Talk Radio and Earl, to see Joe of Exton, Earl there, of course, Fisher Pine, Leslie, and others.
The moment between Leslie meeting Joe.
Yes.
It was such a beautiful, beautiful thing to see.
Yeah.
And she was
exactly.
He was royalty last night, Joe.
Leslie didn't bring a case of wine last night, though. I was a little bit disappointed with that. I thought that might happen. All right, we will have the lightning round next here, and we'll get a winner today, National Superstition Day, Friday the 13th. Hit us with that all-time superstition. Let me get Joe and Vineland, though, who was here last night. Hey, Joe, thank you for coming last night. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Don, this is Father Joe.
Ah, Father in the front row with the Phillies hat on. Yeah, Father.
Yes,
yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a great time. I'll tell you, Donald Jr. was very informative. He was very very entertaining.
Oh, to put it mildly.
Hey, I just want to play this back just so people have a reminder.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
This is a moment that he was acknowledged. Father was acknowledged.
Whenever we talk with someone at these great events, I like to do a little lightning round. You've hit a few, but just your impressions. Nancy Pelosi.
I think there's a priest in the front row. We need an exorcism.
Well, Father, do they perform? I asked every priest that. They perform exorcisms anymore. If we were in Italy, you could have done one, right?
Yeah, probably yes. But we just gotta keep praying for Nancy and Joe Biden and those who have sort of abandoned their Catholic morals. You just gotta pray for them, you know.
You put that beautifully and generously, Father. Is there any superstition? That's our side question today that you have.
Not that I have, but I'm always annoyed when people say, knock on wood, they can't find anything, they hit their head.
Nicely played. Thanks, Father Joe, in the front lines last night. All right, lightning round is next. Jump in there right now. Hey, I've told you for years about my friend, dentist, and board-certified prostodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz, and the Bentz Dental Group. He's known for helping you overcome your fear and anxiety. His state-of-the-art facility makes dentistry as easy as can be. My recent experience is a great example. I had this permanent tooth put in. I've told this story, right? And usually, you know, you got to go through all the sizing. It's too high and all. Not with this. The precision of the 3D printer, the staff, John, who makes your teeth along with that, is just remarkable. It's just one more evidence of how different it is with the Bentz Dental experience. Why not get the same great treatment that I get each and every time? Go to Bentz Dental Group, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com, or call them for that appointment today, 610-272-6949. BentzDentalGroup.com. Tell them Dom G sent you, 610-272-6949.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, that's right. The Lightning Round, sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Enjoy back-to-school savings on a 36-month lease of an exciting C40, only $369 per month. Down payment, taxes, and registration fees due at inception. No taxes on the C40 in New Jersey. So visit Cherry Hill Volvo today. All right. Today we're playing for today's win, and then we'll put your name into the hat for the win of the week. That superstition that you may not follow necessarily, but why chance it? Earl in Tacony. Hello, Earl.
Hey, Dom. Great show last night.
Hey, thanks for driving Joe last night, too. Wonderful stuff. Really made the night pop.
Well, the only reason I did it was to, fill his heart full of fear and he's afraid to ever call it, so I can remain number one, but... The man's got a sinus steal, so it didn't work, but he'll keep calling in. Real quick, since it's Friday the 13th, because there's triskaidekaphobia and fear of 13, I saw somewhere that if we followed a lunar cycle, and every month at 28 days, we'd have 364 days with one new year. But the reason they don't do it is because, or they didn't do it in the old days, is because that would give us 13 months, and every 13th would be Friday the 13th.
So we have
a screwed up calendar because they were afraid of, you know, having 13 months and every month having a Friday the 13th.
That is a pretty good superstition. Once again, dazzling. Let's go to Gary in Newtown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, what's yours today?
Hey, Dom, it was really good to see you. I got to say, the quality of the book is as good as the quality of the glass that was handed out to it. It was really, really, really well done. My wife loves the book, by the way.
It is, isn't it making the point, the revenge point, but isn't it a lot of fun? I was reading Bob Hope this morning saying, thanks for the invite, Don. We weren't in town then, but we're coming back on this date. Could you show us your mansion? Oh, my God, Bob Hope.
And I will say, I did love the feel of your suit. But Don Jr. was great, but the pinnacle of my night was actually having a conversation with your wife, Ro. That was my pinnacle.
She told me about it. She thought it was Gary of Newtown. I said he has multiple identities, though, so that's what the issue is.
You had a great suit on, though, Gary.
Yes, you did. Yes.
Thank you. I sported the beard. I will say, friends of mine said I could have passed as Don's brother. But anyway... mine is karma, and I'll never forget driving up on 295 from the Wildwoods about 35 years ago, really young driver, and I was laughing at the guy who passed me who got ticketed and down the road. And as I'm laughing at him, there goes the state trooper coming by, coming across the thing to come get me with Radar, because Radar was fresh and new. And I'm like, really? I'm laughing at that guy, and now I got the ticket, too.
That's a great one. Karma, Dan, is a superstition.
And,
you know what I mean?
Especially
what comes
in the
right
car, too. Like, yeah. That's why people wave when they're let in, right? So they don't get an accident later. Yeah.
All right, Dan, give us let's get a winner quickly here, then put him in the hat for the green
nice,
weather.
Yes. Course, yeah, so, Don, we got a great week of winners this week. Where's my screen that I just had
Well,
up?
We didn't have a winner today. We need
Oh, we need that
in.
First,
yeah.
don't we? Yeah. So, yeah, Skinners, no jersey on the William Penn statue.
Right. Steven Norristown.
That was a good one.
Baseball not stepping on the line in the batter's box.
Robert Ben Salem.
Red, white, and blue, the outfit of Trump from Joe and Exton.
Mm-hmm.
Knock on wood, when people hit their head. I like that one.
Father Joe.
Friday the 13th calendar.
Right.
And Karma While Driving with Gary. I'm leaning myself towards the jersey on the William Penn statue because I like how Philadelphia
that
is.
That was, and it's true. That's a superstition. Let's go with that one.
Steven Norristown. So, Dom, going through the week. Monday, a product you refuse not to use, or to only use a brand name is the thing that you only do. You can't use a generic. Chuck in Newtown said the Trojan condom. Great answer there. Tuesday, a great debate. Joe of Exon said the splitting of King Solomon's baby. Wednesday, a strong rush of emotion. Drew in Upper Darby, the plane crash on Veterans Day 2001. It was a collective sigh of relief. Thursday, a change for the worse. Tom and Rosemont, the universal DH in baseball. And they just heard it now. Steven Norristown, no jersey on the William Penn statue. Rolling the dice now. I got a number three, Dom. It's Drew in Upper Darby. Plane crash on Veterans Day 2001. Collective sigh of relief. Congratulations. You win letters to Trump.
That is a great emotion, sigh of relief. Again, thanks to everybody. Dan, most involved with this, too, of putting on last night. Thanks to the protesters that came out. We always like that in an event. We love the First Amendment, and we were not paid in rubles, at least that I know of. Greg Stocker doesn't keep the rubles here. These guys don't have cash. When are we getting a wire from Putin? All right, so Richie always shows next. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. And we're already looking forward to being with you on Monday. Have a great weekend at DomShow1210. Follow along. 4 big hours. Rich Cioli next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.